We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah.
We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Hey friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you all? I hope you're doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I hope you are having a wonderful day today. I hope you enjoyed all the previous episodes, and welcome to the 24th episode of my program, The World of Kids Season 2. I hope you will love this episode as much as you loved all of the ones before, and I hope you will learn a lot from it. So without any ado, let's head over to the answers of the questions I asked in the previous episode. Question number one, what was the weight of Jalut's helmet? The answer is that the weight of Jalut's helmet was 300 pounds. Question number two, how many rocks did Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam carry with him? The answer is that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam carried 3 rocks with him. Question number 3, did Hazrat Talut actually marry his daughter to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam? The answer is that yes, he actually married his daughter to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam because he killed Jalut with his stone. And question number 4, what would happen when Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam touched metal? The answer is that the metal would turn soft like butter to be carved easily. And the last question, question number 5, was Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam from a rich family? The answer is that no, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was not from a rich family. So without any ado, let's head over to the first segment of our program, Madani Qaida.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So today we are going to start with a lesson number 17, Maddat. So open up page number 37 of your Madani Qaida and let's start with our today's lesson. So the meaning of mad is to stretch. There are two reasons for mad. Number one, hamza, and number two, sukoon. There are 6 types of mad. Number 1, mad muttasil. Number 2, mad munfasil. Number 3, mad lazim. Number 4, mad leen lazim. Number 5, mad arid. And number 6, mad leen arid. So let's start with the first one, mad muttasil. If a hamza comes after letters of mad in the same word, then it will be a mad muttasil. Number 2, a mad munfasil without tashdeed. If a hamza comes after a letter of mad in the next word, then it will be mad munfasil, while pronouncing mad muttasil and mad munfasil without tashdeed. Stretch up to 2 or 2.5 alif or 4 to 5 harakat. Number 3, mad lazim. If a sukoon asli like sakin or tashdeed comes after a letter of madda, then it will be mad lazim. Number 4, mad leen lazim. If a sukoon asli comes after the letter of leen, then it will be madde leen lazim. While pronouncing madde lazim and madde leen lazim, stretch up to 3 alif, which means 6 harakat. Number 5, madde arid. If a sukoon ardi, temporary, meaning letter becomes sakin because of a waqf pause, comes after the letters of mad, then it will be madde arid. Number 6, madde leen arid. If a sukoon ardi, temporary, meaning a letter becomes sakin because of a waqf pause, is found after the letters of leen, then it will be Madaleen Arid. When pronouncing Madde-Arid and Madaleen Arid, a stretch of 2-3 alif, meaning 6 harakat. So now friends, let's start with the pronunciations of all of the maddat.
Jeem, alif, zabar, ja, hamza, zabar, a, ja, a, jeem, ya, zer, ji, hamza, zabar, a, ji, واو لام زبر وال لام كرا زبر لا واللا همزة يا زير اي واللا اي سين يا زير سي همزة تا زبر ات سي ات همزه پیش او لام کھڑا زبر لا اولا همزه زیر ای اولا ای کاف زبر کا اولا ح زبر ح دال ألف زبر دا حدا همزة زير إي حدائي قاف زبر قا حدائق قاف بيش أو را واو پیش رو ارو همزه دو زیر ام ارو ان همزه واو زبر او لام زیر لی او لی یا الف زبر یا او لیا همزه زبر أ أولياء با زير ب ميم ألف زبر ما بما همزة نون بيش أن بما أن زا زير زي بما أنزي لام زبر لا بما أنزل قاف ألف زبر قا لام واو بيش لو قالو همزة خرى زبر آ قالوا آ ميم نون زبر من قالوا آمن نون ألف زبر نا قالوا آمن يا كرا زبر يا همزة را زبر أر يا أر ضاد بيش ضو يا أرض ها كرا زبر ها همزة بيش أو هاء لام ألف زبر لا هاؤلاء همزة زير إي هاؤلاء يا خلا زبر يا با زبر ب يا ب نون يا زيت ني يا بني همزة سين زيت إس را ألف زبر را إس را همزة يا زيت إي إس را إي لام زبر لا إس را إيل يا بني إسرائيل ضاد ألف لام زبر ضال لام دو زبر لن ضال لن دال ألف با زبر داب با زبر با داب تا دو زير تين داب تين همزة لام خلا زبر آل همزة خلا زبر آ آل آ نون زبرنا آل آنا همزة لال خلا زبر آل لال زبر لا آل كاف زبر ك آل ك را يا زبر راي آلك راي نون زير ني آلك رايني جيم ألف نون زبر جا دو پیش نون جانن میم دال پیش مد ہا الف میم زبر ہا مد ہا زبر ما مدهام تا خلا زبر تا مدهام تا نون زيرني مدهام تاني همزة زبر أ تا پیش تو أتو حا ألف جيم زبر حاج أتو حاج جيم واو نون پیش جو أتحاجون نون يا زير ني أتحاجوني كاف ألف فا زبر كاف فا زبر فا كاف تا دو زبر تن كاف تن همزة لام زبر ال حا ألف قاف زبر حاق الحاق قاف زبر ق الحاق تا بيش تو الحاقة واو صاد زبر وص صاد فا كلا زبر صاف وصاف فا كلا زبر فا وصاف فا تا زير تي وصافات حاء ألف جيم زبر حاج جيم واو بيش جو حاج كاف زبر ك حاجوك واو زبر و حاء ألف جيم زبر حاج وحاج جيم زبر جاء وحاج ها الٹا پیش ہو وحاجه تا زبر تا ح ضاد کھڑا زبر ح تحاض ضاد واو پیش ضو تحاض نون زبر ن تحاضون يا بيش يو حاء ألف دال زبر حاد يحاد دال واو بيش دو يحاد نون زبر ن يحادون همزة نون يا زبر أين يا زبر يا أي تا زبر تا أي تا ميم ألف سين زبر ماس أن يتماس سين ألف زبر سا أن يتماس واو زبر و لام ضاد زبر لض ولض ضاد ألف لام زبر ضال ولض لام يا زيد لي نون زبر ن لين ولا ضالين أجي وقف ولا ضالين يا خرا زبر يا همزة بيش أو يا أو لام لام زير لل يا أو لل همزة لام زبر ال با ألف زبر با البا با زير ب الباب يا أولي الألباب أجي وقف يا أولي الألباب يا زبر يا تا زبر تا يا تا سين ألف زبر سا يتسا همزة زبر أ يتسا أ لام واو بيش لو يتسا ألو نون زبر ن يتسا ألون أجي وقف يتساءلون را با زبر رب با لام زير بل رب العين كلا زبر عا رب العا لام زبر لا رب العالمين يا زير مي رب العالمين نون زبرنا رب العالمين أجي وقف رب العالمين خا واو زبر خو فا دو زير فين خوفين أجي وقف خوف قاف بيش قو را يا زبر راي قري شين دو زير شين قري شين أجي وقف قري
So friends, that was our today's lesson. I hope and now you know how to pronounce them properly. And without any ado, let's head over to the next segment of our program, Waqia.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
It it was a big city of Musal, the people of the area were idol worshippers and were indulged in unbelief of polytheism. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam commanded them to abandon idol worshipping and embrace the true faith. But these people refuted the Rasul of Allah Azawajal and denied to embrace the true faith due to their insolence and wickedness. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam warned them that very soon a divine torment will strike them. After listening to this warning, the people of the city consulted one another that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam has never told a lie. Therefore, keep an eye on Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. If he alayhi salam stays in this city overnight, then it means there is no danger. But if he alayhi salam does not spend the night in this city, then we should expect the onset of the divine torment. At night, the people saw Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam has left the city, and indeed in the morning the signs of divine torment appeared because black clouds started emerging from all four sides and darkness fell over the whole city with a smoke from everywhere. Witnessing this, the people of the city realized that the torment will now definitely strike them. Therefore, in the quest of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, the people started searching for him, but Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam could not be found far and wide. Now the people of the city became even more terrified. Therefore, they started trembling in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They all took their women, children, along with their cattle, wearing a threadbare and torn cloths, and went to the jungle crying and repenting. They sincerely committed to embrace faith in Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Husbands separated from wives and mothers separated from their children, and all of them engaged in seeking absolution and were weeping bitterly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They started seeking pardon for all the oppression of violations regarding a mutual right. In short, all of them repented sincerely and promised Allah Azza wa Jal that they have a firm belief in the message of Allah Azza wa Jal brought by Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal had mercy on the sincere repenting of the inhabitants of the city, and the torment turned away. All of a sudden, the hazy clouds and smoke disappeared, and all of the people came back to the city and resumed living with peace and comfort. Allah Azza wa Jal described this event in the Holy Quran in the following words. So why has there not been people of a village who should not have believed? So its belief would have benefited it. Yes, the nation of Yunus. When they accepted faith, we removed the disgraceful punishment from them in the life of this world and let them benefit for a while. It means that it does not benefit the people to embrace faith once the divine torment of Allah Azza wa Jal has commenced. But despite the clouds of the divine torment commenced towards the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, the torment was still withdrawn from them upon embracing the true faith. However, after the withdrawal of the torment, when Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam arrived near the city, he alayhi salam did not find any signs of the torment on the city. The people asked him to join his people. He alayhi salam replied, "How can I go back to my people? I had left the city after revealing the news of the divine torment to them. But same did not happen. Now those people will kill me, considering me as a liar." Out of anger, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam left the city and embarked a boat. When the boat reached in the middle of the sea, it stopped. According to an established tradition, in those times, only that boat would jam in the middle of the sea that carried some fugitive slave. Therefore, the passengers held a draw. The name of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam came out. The passengers threw him into the sea and departed. When Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam fell down into the river, a fish swallowed him at once, and he alayhi salam became confined in the stomach of the fish, where there was an utter darkness. Under these circumstances, he alayhi salam commenced invoking La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. By virtue of this, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him freedom from that dark cell, and the fish ejected him out of her mouth at the bank of the sea. He alayhi salam had gone very weak by that time. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, the plant of gourd grew there, and he alayhi salam used to take a rest under its shade. Afterwards, when he alayhi salam regained some energy, he alayhi salam went back to his people, and all of the people treated him with the utmost love and reverence and embraced faith to him. So friends, the moral for our today's waqia was from the event of the people of Nainawa. The moral lesson we got is that whenever any calamity strikes any nation in the form of a torment, then the only remedy is to engage in supplications after repenting. One can then hope that the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal will shower his blessings and the torment will be withdrawn. So friends, I hope you liked our today's waqia, and I hope you understood the moral for our today's waqia, and I hope you learned a lot from up till what we have learned today. So without any ado, let's head over to the next segment of our program, Hadith.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Knights of goodness, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa stated that I heard the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, Allah Azza wa Jal opened the portals of goodness at four nights. So number one, a night of Eid al-Adha. Night number two is a night of Eid al-Fitr. The third night is the night of 15th of Shaban, as the names of those who would die and perform Hajj this year. And the fourth night is the night of Arafat, 9th Zulhajj, till the Adhan of Fajr. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's head over to the questions of our today's episode.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So question number one, what is the meaning of Madad? Question number two, what was the name of the city? Question number three, on what thing did Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam leave the city? Question number four, did Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam go back to the city afterwards? Allow me to leave. I hope you liked today's episode, and I hope you learned a lot from it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Let us learn what they are.